friends. Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. If this is your first time hanging out with us, my name is Mr. Jim, and parents, I just love stories so much. That's why we make stories every single day. It not only helps reduce screen time, but I'm just for story-based learning. I think kids learn through story really well, and it translates to all kinds of, you know, imagination growth and also just remembering facts and information. So are you guys ready for today's story? I definitely am. Let's go!
All right, Purple Ninjas, can you hand me that bag of marshmallows over there? I need it in my cup of hot cocoa. Hurry.
All right, boss. Actually, that bag is empty, and I'm pretty sure we're all out of marshmallows. I don't think we have any left.
What? What are you talking about? We must have an unlimited supply of marshmallows if I'm going to survive in this blimp. I need you to figure out a way to get us more marshmallows, and maybe there's a way that we could also take over the world through a marshmallow explosion. I can't think of much stickier things than that. You should include Professor Sticky Fingers in these plans. Now get to work!
It was a beautiful day, and Dexter and Oliver were both on a bike ride, zooming around their city.
Woohoo! Let's go over there, Oliver, come on! Shouted Dexter.
They loved to go bike riding and loved to explore their city, which was a really cool place. There were all kinds of big hills and mountains and forests around, and there was an old legend that one of those hills was an ancient volcano that, you know, hadn't erupted in a very, very long time, like hundreds and hundreds of years. But it was still pretty cool that, you know, they lived right by an old volcano.
Whew, that was a good race, said Oliver as he was catching his breath.
But, Dexter, what if we tried to get all the way to the top of the old volcano?
That would be awesome, said Dexter. We haven't been up there since we were little kids.
All right, well, let's then run back home, grab some water, tell our parents, and then we'll get going, said Oliver. Dexter and Oliver rode back to their house to get some water and some snacks. They asked their parents if they could ride up that big, big hill, and their parents gave them a walkie-talkie to stay in touch. That reminded them that they should probably bring their spy gear also. They had forgotten to bring it with them during their bike ride, but now that they're going up to a volcano, it seems like they should bring their spy gear, just in case.
All right, we have everything ready. Let's go!
Dexter and Oliver zoomed off towards the volcano.
Have you ever tried to ride a bike up a really steep hill before?
Yeah, you have to push the pedals really hard and use all your strength and...
Going up a volcano is going to take a lot of muscle.
Oliver, why did I let you convince me to do this? This is the longest bike ride I've ever done.
Oh, you're right. Let's take a break here, said Oliver.
Dexter and Oliver definitely needed to take a break. They had been riding up this hill for about 45 minutes straight, which is a really long time to be pedaling up a hill. They definitely deserved a break. As they opened up their water bottles and poured them into their mouths, Dexter and Oliver, it felt so good to finally sit down and take a break.
Oh, that was insane, said Dexter.
But look how high we are, said Oliver.
They both looked out over the hill that they were now almost to the top of, and they could see for miles, which was really cool.
Look, there's our house down there.
Oliver was pointing down and to the right, and they could see their house tucked in between some trees.
How much further do you think we have to go until we reach the top? Asked Dexter.
I don't think much further. Like, we're definitely past halfway. I bet if we just push through, we'll be there in no time, said Oliver. They packed up their water bottles, hopped back on their bike, and off they rode. And that is when they saw something in the sky.
Oliver, look at that!
Dexter was pointing up towards some clouds. I'm pretty sure that was a blimp, and it looked purple. Duck, get down! The two kids jumped down and hid behind some bushes, and they pulled their bikes close so they wouldn't be seen. It sure enough was the purple blimp. Dr. Stinky Breath's secret lab was flying right over them towards the top of this volcano. Oliver reached for his walkie-talkie in the bag because he had to let HQ know as fast as possible. Meanwhile, up in that purple blimp, Dr. Stinky Breath, Professor Sticky Fingers, and the purple ninjas were all up to no good.
Oh boy, this is gonna be the best ever. This will make the whole city very, very sticky, said Professor Sticky Fingers.
Oh, I love it. And it will give us an unlimited supply of marshmallows, which is what I've been always wanting. So, all right, purple ninjas, prepare the egg.
Right away, boss. We're on it.
The purple ninjas were holding a giant white egg. The biggest egg that I've ever seen, like one as big as me. And they were about to drop it into the top of the volcano. Dexter and Oliver had just finished telling HQ that they had seen the purple blimp in the sky above.
Dude, we gotta get up to the top. We gotta get back on our bikes. Come on.
Dexter was the first to hop on his bike, and Oliver was close behind. They were racing up to the top of the volcano as fast as they could, because they knew that that purple blimp up there was probably up to no good. And boy, were they right. As soon as they reached the top of the volcano, they hid behind some bushes and trees just to make sure that they were not seen. And it was just in time. They saw something fall out of the purple blimp. A big white thing. It was round and long. It almost looked like an egg, but it was way too big to be that. And as soon as that big white thing fell out of the purple blimp zoomed off to the clouds.
Dexter, let's go check that out, said Oliver.
They ran over to the edge and looked inside of the old volcano. You see, when volcanoes are old and don't really work anymore, the top of them, they're still like the indentation of the volcano, but it's like all rocky and dirt and sand. It's all covered up. There's not just like lava sitting there. And so as Dexter and Oliver peered over and looked inside, they saw that big white thing, and it was now like wedged inside of a crack, where there was a little bit of steam pouring out from that crack. And then all of a sudden, the ground began to shake.
Oliver, do you feel that?
Of course I do! We gotta get low! I don't know where to go, but what do we do?
Dexter and Oliver didn't know what to do because they were now on top of a giant old volcano that is now starting to rumble, which that's not normal. Is it going to explode? Dexter and Oliver jumped back towards their bikes, but it was rumbling too much for them to ride anywhere. Meanwhile, up at the Stinky Blimp Lab, Dr. Stinky Breath was very happy.
All right, purple ninjas, lean back. Let's enjoy the show. The pressure inside of the volcano will explode that marshmallow egg everywhere.
Oh no! Dexter and Oliver are in quite the mess. Is that volcano really going to explode? And what is Dr. Stinky Breath talking about some kind of marshmallow egg?
Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Short Stories.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating some birthdays. Drumroll, please. Ka-pa-cha-chow! Happy birthday, Enos, who's turning 6 years old. Enos loves rabbits, wolves, and vampire baths. She can speak both English and French, and she has a poodle named Olive. Hey, Olive. Wow, Enos, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 6th birthday! And next up, we have... Happy birthday, Evelyn, who's turning 6! Yes, 6 years old! She loves arts and crafts. She loves reading and writing and telling cool stories, just like Mr. Jim.
Oh, Evelyn, that makes me feel so awesome. Thanks so much. And I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 6th birthday, Evelyn. Well, my friends, I hope you all have a super-dee-duper day. And I'll see you next time. Bye!